For the past 5 years, Seattle police have operated under a federal consent decree that requires steps to be taken to reduce biased policing. Now, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions wants to review this and other Obama-era agreements. But as 88.5 Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle tells us, the review is unlikely to change things here.
First, it might be useful to go back and explain why Seattle police are under a federal order to reform. It came about after a number of high-profile incidents, including the 2011 killing of Native American woodcarver John T. Williams, who was shot by an officer while he was walking across a downtown street. The Justice Department investigated and found a pattern of biased policing and unnecessary use of force. The city signed a consent decree that included a federal judge overseeing reform efforts. Ultimately, it will be up to the judge to decide when the city has done enough. And it's for this reason that Attorney General Jeff Sessions will not be able to unilaterally change or rescind the agreement. But Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes is concerned the Justice Department will cut back on its collaborative efforts.
It's been less of a true adversarial relationship as we progress with reform. And I'll be sad to see that come to an end.
On the other hand, he says Sessions' memo refers to the need to protect both public safety and officer safety, something he says everyone supports. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.